hook him up and go to Wegmans.
Yeah. I remember one time we used to ride heifers in the backyard of my grandfather's house.
Rode them in, men and bulls. Go out in the pasture and run him down and catch him and ride him.
Yeah. One time we got him one up under the house and he broke all the pipes under the house. That was something I remember. But about horses now, what sort of words would you or your father say to them to get them to go one way or the other?
Well, you'd after you get a horse trained, you cluck to him or tell him to come up or a war or a G or a haw if you want him. If you're trying, all of you need G and haw. Okay. You tell him G, he'll step right over there to the right. Okay. And a haw, he'll step back over there to the left. Or a war, or come up, he'll stop and go.
Now, to harness him up, would you?
Well, you just be talking to him, harness him up. You tell him war, stand over, move over, touch up a step.
Okay.
You had horses and mules that had a lot of sense, but folks took time and trained them. They'd step one step of it. You told them one step.
All right. My granddaddy would always call his cattle, he'd say, coinks. Did they
yeah,
say that here?
Yeah, same way we call cows. You call hogs saying, whoop, like that. So you call your hogs.
Chickens?
Chickens, you just say, call chickles, chickles.
Okay. Did you ever hear of people raising sheep here? Or?
I never lived around no sheep, but of course I've seen sheep all my life, but I just wasn't in the sheep country. And they never raised many sheep in Georgia, I don't believe.
Yeah, I've heard them raised in Mississippi, but other than that, no place around here.
It looked like that where they really raise sheep, sure enough, is where it's too daggone sorry to raise cows. Sheep can live on so much less and eat grass so much shorter than eat off grass that a cow would perish to death, where a sheep could live pretty good.
You mean the soil is not as
fertile? Well,
what's the soil like in this county?
Oh, Doherty County is a little below the average of soil, I guess. You got some, you know, they got two or three names of soil, and the TIF loam is a good farming soil.
Yes.
And Doherty County don't have a whole lot of it. But it is something. They make a good crop in Doherty. Now, the land we have here, if you get us some rain to it and fertilize it, it'll make crops.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not as rich as some counties, some land, some farming counties are better.
Yeah. Now, that TIF loam is where they raise a lot of tomatoes, and there's a tremendous tomato farm up there, a friend of mine.
Oh, you get the loamier your land is, the more whole moisture, you know. You got a deeper soil. You get out here, and when you get your climb down there and climb about 5 inches and get to red hard clay, you got kind of poor land. And of course, you break that clay and mix it a little deeper every year and finally mix it in. Doherty County is better county farming than it used to be when you got the farm with tractors. You can grow your land, you say. You just keep getting planted deeper and deeper, you'll get to.
Yeah.
You get your clay mixed in the topsoil.
What do they call land, say, that's real thick or black? Is any of that around here?
No.
Any black,
land? You don't have no black land. You don't have black land belts. And Alabama got a place they call the black land belt. But it has, I don't rather, they're not talking about muck, the land just black.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I had some boys go out to California and work out there in some tunnels. Son-in-law especially, and two of my boys about that.
Yeah.
And they say you can dig down there in the bottom land in bottom in California, and said it's just the deeper you go, the blacker and the richer it gets.
Mm.
It's just I reckon it, mountains come down in the top of them mountains all down in valleys or something other. But you don't have much different kinds of soil here. So they've got two or three different names for the technical names for it. But you get old sandy loam land, it's deep old sand, it's sorry to farm land.
Yeah.
But